I am now going to attempt to answer a question that I've been postponing answering because it's difficult and I actually don't think I'm going to be able to do a very good job with it. The question was posed on my blog, Help I Need a Publisher, by Captain Black. And Captain Black asks how you should pitch a novel which spans several genres. He asks whether that makes it a non-product or whether something can be done to make it marketable. And in the comments beneath that question, another blog reader, Derek, chipped in with a suggestion that you might pitch a book like that in this way, and I quote, as a book that crosses boundaries and breaks new ground. And I was about to answer that, but Captain Black got in before me and answered it perfectly correctly and said that that wouldn't really work, wouldn't be a good idea, because it sounds too much like a cliche. It sounds a bit desperate. It sounds like the sort of thing that somebody not very professional might write about their book in a somewhat naive way. I don't mean that at all disrespectfully. Captain Black also then goes on to point out that two extremely well-known writers, amongst others, Stephen King and Dean Koontz, have very successfully blended several genres, thriller, horror and sci-fi. But he points out very correctly again that they didn't do this in their earlier books, and Captain Black wonders whether this means that it's only really likely that you could be published in such cross-genre fields once you're already well-established. And I'm afraid that yes, that's the case. Because really this is all about maximising the number of readers that you're going to have. And if you're aiming for a traditional publication, which is what we're talking about here, then clearly for a publisher to be able to invest the amount of money that they're going to have to in producing your book, they need to know that there are going to be enough readers. And as soon as you start crossing genres, very annoyingly, it means that you're going to lose some readers. Now, that is annoying, as I say, because if, for example, you like reading horror, why should you not like reading a horror sci-fi novel, for example? And obviously, there are people out there who would like to do that. But the point is that you will put off some readers. So if you do horror sci-fi, to continue with that example, then the sci-fi reader might be put off because he doesn't want the horror aspect, and vice versa. And you can see how any two genres that you're going to cross, that is going to be possibly the case, that you're going to lose some readers. And losing readers is something which, understandably, traditional publishers really can't afford to do. Having said that, there are some publishers who are more innovative, more able to take risks, have fewer overheads, and who are not as necessarily interested in large numbers of readers. So then it becomes a matter of doing your research and finding the sort of publisher who might be prepared to take that sort of risk. But publishers also have to recognise that once you start to cross genres, it becomes harder for the booksellers also to shelve your book. If they're going to either categorise it physically or even start to recommend it to their readers, they're going to need to know what sort of book it is. And it's just so much simpler to sell a book that falls within a single genre. And so as soon as you mix your genres, you're making it harder for yourself. And that's not necessarily a problem. There's nothing wrong with things that are difficult. But you also have to recognise that it becomes harder to pitch. So what should you do? Well, my first advice, and it may not be possible to follow it, is to subsume one of the genres and to make it much less important in your book. And that means that then you can focus on it. You can try to sell it as a single genre novel and slightly skate over the fact that it also adds in another genre, and even perhaps make a virtue of it by mentioning that peripherally. And really, I can't think of any better advice than that, than to, having done your research, having found the publisher that is likely to take your sort of novel, if you can't find one, rather, then focus on one genre in both the writing of it and in the pitching of it. The other thing would be to find other books that cross genres in the same sort of way and pitch it as being similar, and that would be an obviously useful thing to do. So please, anybody else, if you've got any other suggestions that are better than that, then please come onto the blog, helpineedapublisher.blogspot.com, and help us answer this very tricky question. And thank you to Captain Black and to Derek for their question and contributions. Thank you.